It's been 2 years since the city introduced the concept of form-based code to area stakeholders in the 100 acres of the Bonanza Park or Beaupaw area. Form-based code describes mixed-use planning for urban development that focuses on typical elements such as commercial mixed with residential and a heavy focus on a pedestrian connection throughout the area. The joint meeting was packed with onlookers from the principal landowners in Beaupaw to landowners in the Compark Plaza and residents of the outlying Iron Horse and Claim Jumper condos. Planning Director Thomas Eddington says form-based code will be used in the area to create a sense of place.
Main Street is pretty well developed as a mixed-use neighborhood, and the zoning, the HRC and the HCB, commercial business district, actually kind of function for mixed use, and so it indirectly does that, and it's pretty well developed. But, you know, the form-based code is basically, instead of looking at zoning as use-based, i.e., you know, single-family residential zone where you put a single-family house, commercial zone for commercial, form-based code encourages mixed-use development and focuses a lot more on form, hence the name, and also on the design and aesthetics and guidelines and the driving factors that I think create place.
That place would include trails, sidewalks, bike lanes, pocket parks, and central gathering spaces. The city hasn't yet adopted form-based code for the area per se, says Eddington, but it plans to. It held off until the general plan was adopted several months ago. He says form-based code and the new general plan weave together nicely.
It was only in draft form, and council gave direction to proceed with it upon completion of the general plan. So we finished the general plan, and prior to implementing form-based code, they wanted to review it after the general plan. We somewhat did those simultaneously, so it actually fits very well. And I do think it's better to finish your general plan and then go in and do your zoning and your code changes. So the general plan, the Bonanza Park area plan, and then the form-based code change. I think that is the right order, and that's what we're proposing to do.
Some concerns that surfaced Tuesday evening regarded parking. How do you create a walkable urban center but still have parking for those who come from the outside? And how will view corridors be maintained when building heights are expected to rise as high as 4 or 5 stories? And how is the core value of small town maintained with the density and higher buildings? Eddington says height above 3 stories will only be allowed when it incentivizes affordable and attainable housing.
And what we proposed in the draft form-based code and Bonanza Park area plan was an incentivized fourth story that would cover 75% of the fourth story and maybe up to a fifth story that would cover 25% only if certain affordable housing provisions were included. There was a discussion with regard to trying to incubate commercial, local, live, art, workspace, and environmental commitment, sustainable proposals for the buildings in Bonanza Park. That was the only way you could get to a fourth and fifth story.
Bonanza Park, he says, will evolve away from a so-called hodgepodge of commercial into niche neighborhoods, which he argues won't take on a Disneyland feel.
You know, you may have an area in Bonanza Park that develops out, despite the fact that the overall theme for Bonanza Park is mixed use, you're going to have niche neighborhoods that are probably just townhouses or strict residential, from top to bottom, first floor to third floor or fourth floor, whatever it ends up being. And so I think that's the niche neighborhoods. It's not intended to be kind of cliche or cute like Disneyland, but it's intended to provide a little bit of a sense of neighborhood for that group within the 100-acre Bonanza Park area.
That's Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.